What's going on, guys? Listen to What Guys Think, the podcast brought to you by your host, Frank, and his co-host, Josh.
Yes.
What's going on? We have a special episode today. I'm excited for this one. We actually have some hosts of their own podcast, The Love Line. You probably heard them from there, or you probably know them from eating pepperoni inside of Porta.
Yeah, that's crazy. You told me about that. Like
feeding it to people.
Yeah. Right.
You guys like bring in. So you guys like hit ShopRite. You know, like you guys like hit ShopRite before.
Oh
Porta?
Yes, every Thursday night I make crockpot chicken soup. So we have chicken soup in our stomachs before we go to Porta. Like kind of broth so you get drunker quicker. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
And then you just pick up the pepperoni and then I have a secret little compartment.
So y'all be thinking. You know what I'm saying? Like people actually think before they go out.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Gotta be prepared.
But if you don't know him from there, you probably have seen him in the Guinness Book of World Records for the fastest talkers.
No, for real.
It's so bad.
Ariana and Trinity, it's so happy to have this collab episode.
Thank you so much for having us.
We are very excited. We have not shut up about it all week.
No, we have not.
Yeah, thanks for the shout out on the show, too. I was like hype when I heard that. I was like,
we've been
like, it's happening.
We've been telling everybody and their mother.
Yeah, I heard about I heard that. You sent me the video the other day of that.
I was like, I took a screen recording. I was like, I was going to I'll post it after this and then we'll, for like a little trailer for.
Oh,
for
yeah, definitely. Yeah. Coming. Definitely something on the ground.
But yeah, so where did you guys like start? Like, when did you start this podcast? Like, I know it, I remember we were in Porta and you were like, I don't know. Did you listen to ours or you just said.
So what happened was I saw like DQ reposted that you guys had one.
Right.
And I was like, no shot. They had DQ on there. So I was like, wait a second. So then I was like, then I listened to the DQ episode. Then I listened to a couple other ones. And I was like, Trinity, like you have to listen to this podcast. Like it's like the guy version of us. Like, like you got to listen.
Yeah. And so I listened to it. I was like, we got to get on the pod. I was like, we have to.
And then I was drunk at Porta, shocker. And then I saw you and I'm like, oh my God, like. Wait a second, it's that podcast. And I was like, Trinity, I'm going to go up and say hi. And
yeah, just I don't remember. I don't remember ever.
No, it was like, out of. I was like.
I think it was just you that seen y'all. I did not see you guys that night when you saw each other at Porta.
Right. Ariana was like, you have a podcast. And I said, yeah. I know. Like how she wouldn't know when DQ, when you guys were like, DQ's a fan. And then like he reposted, of course. It was funny because we asked him and I was like, he's going to say, nah, I'm doing everything in the world because this man does like 20 jobs. So he was like, yeah. He was like, just let me know when. And I was like, really? He's like, yeah. I was like, all right. So, yeah. But he's like the most humble. You guys, I know, are the number one fan.
Do you think
but.
People like in the wild be known about like the pods? Like for real? Like just don't come up and say anything to us like about it? Like even yours?
We hand out business cards at Porta. So like, literally, like if a boy comes up to me, I'm like, yep, I have a podcast.
No, we actually had someone come up to us that we... I don't know the person.
She was like in our sorority, but like
years
older.
Ago. So we don't even know her. She literally comes up to us saying like, oh my goodness, it's a Love Line. Like we love your podcast. Like I literally felt famous.
I was like,
we have a fan.
Like the janitor from your middle school. Like, holy shit. Yeah. You guys are funny.
You're like, oh my God.
And then she's asking me, like, she's like, wait, like who's behind this name? I'm like, I cannot tell you one, cause he's probably in the building. Like two, I'm just not opening my mouth. Like, it's so funny because people try to figure it out. That's like my favorite part when they're like, who's this person?
Oh yeah, like, everybody will try to figure out like who we talk about on the podcast.
Like, yeah, because you guys, when you don't drop names and
we don't drop names, sometimes we use code names, sometimes we just you know, tell a story, whatever.
I think the general rule should be if like that person should know what you should just leave the name in.
But people like get mad.
It's crazy.
People are pissed.
We talked about like one kid.
Yeah.
Like if it's true. Or
that's
like,
always true. Wait, that's like it's always true.
That's our big thing. Like, and I said it to the kid when he came up to me. He's like, oh, you hate me. I go, no. Like, if you don't like how I'm talking about you, like, that's a you problem because I said exactly what you did. So, like, if that's bothering you, that's an internal problem you got to fix. Like, it's
Right. It's also not my fault. We're very respectful about it. Like, we never name names. We don't even use code names half the time. We're just telling a story.
So, like, if you know it's you, like.
And they're just, like, assuming that people are going to know who you are. Like, no one knows who you are. No one knows you, bro.
They're just pissed that, like, you brought it to light.
Exactly. And maybe we're calling them out on their whatever.
We call them out on it, but you don't like it, don't do it. Like, don't do it because they
don't act that way.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Don't act that way then.
Don't act that way and you won't be talked about.
People love us or hate us.
Exactly.
People love us or hate us.
That's right.
Do you want to tell them about the guy who said that he won't date you?
Wait, before you say that, let's roll the intro, Josh.
Oh, yeah, the bun's over here.
Go on, sit back, relax, go and get your drink. Go get tuned up and tune in, it's What Guys Think.
All right.
I do it. All right, go ahead.
Wait, what was I saying? Sorry, I have short term
about
memory.
About the guy who
doesn't want to date.
So the night that there was the blizzard and Porta was still open, yeah. Like even though we wanted to go, we ended up doing at home Porta because I was just like, I can't. Like I like we threw napkins. It was a whole thing. But anyway, this
when I heard that, I was like, that needs to be occurring in this apartment at some point. I was
that,
like,
reminds me like yeah. just that reminds me of that Jersey Shore episode when like they recreate karma.
That's what yeah. it felt like. That's what it felt like.
That is
like,
literally exactly. what it was. Yeah.
It was like Zaz like mix on SoundCloud in the background, like blasting. Yeah. But the kid, like one of like our friends, like his friends ended up coming and he was said to me, he's like, oh, like, can I talk to you for a sec? And I'm like, yeah, like, what's up? He's like, oh, like, just so you know, like, I wouldn't date you because you have the podcast. Like, yeah. some people might be a little intimidated by it. And I was like, good. Like, if they came into the yeah. podcast, don't come near me.
Yeah, like, right, you know what I'm saying? Handle that? Like, come on. Yeah, like, really?
He's like, like when he said that, I was like, it took me a second. And I told her, she's like, what type of like,
but
I don't
why
even,
though?
Because he was like, he's like, that's just like very intimidating. Because
you're putting yourself out. I mean, because you're like,
he's like afraid I'm going to talk about him, I guess. But like, if you don't, like, I say it all the time. Like, if you're like nice, like we say that like you're nice and we hype your life up. If you're right. like rude, like then you're going to be like,
then we're going
to hold you rude.
Yeah. You should be able to like make fun of yourself almost. Like, correct. If you're yeah. like doing dumb shit, like I like would talk about it on the pod.
Yeah.
Right.
You yeah. know what I'm
saying? Like no, like my ex was like, don't talk about us on the podcast. Like, even if it was something like good, she's like, I don't want people to right. know like what we're doing.
Yeah, dude.
I right. said, I'm like, I'm not saying like what we like, if like we slept in
you
a certain
went,
spot or something.
You guys
shit.
Went to a McDonald's.
Right.
No nothing. Chickens. Right. No, nothing yeah. talked
so
about.
So I was like, yeah. I was like, if it's something, I get it. They could be like, oh, I don't want you to say this or that. But like, if you weren't doing anything bad, like, I'm not going to talk about you. Like,
of course. Yeah. Exactly. And that's the thing with the love line is like, if you don't do anything bad, you're probably not even going to be mentioned yeah. at all. Like, we need content.
Right. You know what I mean? You have a boyfriend now, right?
I do.
And like, I always hear his name. So I'm like, this yeah. man seems like a nice guy.
Nice and guy.
He's great.
It's been interesting though, because I have had the podcast, right?
Yeah.
And it's been an interesting evolution of me as a host, I think, because, you what, know,
because September through November,
I used to just trash men for like months. And then like, when I got a boyfriend, I was like, what am I supposed to say on the podcast? We literally had a legitimate conversation.
No, she was like, what am I
going
to do?
I'm like, what am I going to say? Like
every other dude, but this guy right here.
But besides you.
Besides y'all. And Chris, but like, I'm like, what am I supposed to say on the pod?
Yeah.
You know, like we had a whole conversation being like, all right, so yeah.
Yeah. But like, I've known Chris for like, that's like my friend. Like, I introduced them actually, like, right. in November. So it was like really cool. But like, you could see like Trinity from like, if you listen to like the September through November episodes, like, you could just see her like evolve from like going out doing things to like now with the boyfriend.
That's what I was listening to. Because you went from like, the episodes you were single, and then out of nowhere, right? It wasn't like it was just like my boyfriend.
It was kind of Shrek 2 on a Friday night. She got popcorn in the bag.
Yeah, no, it really, well, because though, I feel like a lot of stuff, even though I was very open on the love line with, you know, being single and whatever, there were some things I kept, you know, to myself.
Yeah.
So it kind of did, I was listening to the episodes, it kind of did seem like it came out of nowhere.
No, literally.
I'm like, surprise, like, I have a boyfriend now. Like,
yeah, I went backwards. Like I said, I went from like the new ones to the old ones.
Yeah.
And I was like, she was single here, but
oh yeah,
right here.
All of a sudden I wasn't.
We would talk about him every week, but we would just say the kid Trini's talking to.
Yeah,
so
I would
never
say
said,
who I was talking to.
So like people would get confused, like it was the same kid.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing you guys like mid-podcast, like, you know, like you're fuck all these men, fuck all these dudes. I get text like mid pod, you get a text, you want to be my girlfriend?
Like, holy, scratch the whole podcast.
It's like literally what happened. It was just that boyfriend,
and it feels so bad too, because like I'll still like I have my opinion still, and I'm like fuck men, like fuck this, and then I'll be like I'll look at the camera, I'm like but not you.
Yeah,
like,
not
I'm not
you,
talking
though.
About you. You know? Like,
no, that's definitely, like, you have to keep that as a thing.
I have to. Because I don't want him to think I'm, like, talking about him, because I'm really not.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I know you guys always go over the weekend. Like, what was the events this weekend? We had some stuff going on, too.
So, my sister, she's 23. She just turned 23.
Yeah.
I've been trying to convince her all year to come down. She couldn't Porta Friday. So, I was like, I'm not skipping Porta Friday. We'll just do a two-day bender. So, we went out Friday. great time. Then Saturday she came down, I had DQ's bobblehead like thing in my hand, like like I'd be like carried up the steps basically like on Saturday, like it was like really really fun. What else happened? It was like funny.
Wait, so you guys went to Porta 2 straight days,
2 days in a row. That's why I took off
Friday. I remember seeing now. You guys were there Friday, right?
Yeah, we were there Friday.
I was gonna say I vaguely remember seeing you guys, but I was so gone that I'm not sure that was a real thing.
I saw Ariana walking around. I was like, we'll do the collab.
Oh, on Friday, yes. On the other side, yes. On the pizza side, yeah. Yes. I remember.
I totally thought her friend was you. I was like, yeah. So we're gonna.
No, I remember her telling me. I was like, wow.
That's funny. Nah, dude, I cannot do two straight days. But I mean, like, the only place I feel like I do two straight days is like.
What,
like Applebee's?
I was gonna say Applebee's. Applebee's.
Yeah. It was kind of like 3 days for us, because then that Sunday morning, we had our friend's birthday brunch. Like, I get there, she's like, "Do you want a mimosa?" I'm like, "No." I couldn't do. I was so ill. I literally go home, right? Like,
it was so
I
almost bad.
Threw up in like the bathroom. Like, it was so bad. I was like, Trinity, like, I gotta get out.
She was like, "I gotta go."
Like, I gotta get out.
I'm gonna throw up.
I
went home.
I slept for 12 hours. Yeah. My housemate, she's like, "Do you want a Tums?" Like, the smell of the Tums, I was making me
nauseous. No, she literally spits the Tums out. She couldn't even swallow the Tums.
I can't, but...
No, I will say, though...
Friday, like, Saturday is achievable. Like, if we pace ourselves... Saturday is
achievable because, like, I don't go as hard as I do Fridays on Saturday.
That's what I was going to ask, too. Like, what is your... Like, I guess if you know you're going out the next day. But if, let's say, like, you're not going out, you know your schedule for, like, the next day. Like, what is your opinion? Like, how do you craft, like, I'm going to black out? Or, like, I'm going to just, you know, we'll chill. But, like... Let's say that, like, tomorrow is nothing. Like, is there something that, like, we need to do this? Like, this is our...
Like, how do you gauge the night? Like,
like, I knew my sister was coming. So, like, Friday, I was still drunk Friday, but I wasn't, like, blackout level. Then Saturday, I was like, no, like, my sister, like, she's fun. Like, we're going to have a straight up good time. So, like, I knew that morning, like, I was like, I'm having broth for dinner. Like, I'm going to be drunk quick. Like, I was like, it's going to be a night and a half. So, like, we just gauge it, I guess.
She's fucking Bill Nye, dude. Like, trying to figure out the fucking algorithm to get drunk like the fastest. Symbols and two tablespoons of salt.
For real.
I can't. But, like, we'll say, like, even if it's, like, last week, we didn't get that drunk. So, like, then, like, a lot of our, we call them, like, yeah, our, so a lot I of our friends like, were missing. So, we were, like, this Friday, we had a mission. We were all on a mission. We were, like, no, like, we had, like, what, 4 green tea shots each before we left?
We were 5 shots deep before we left the house. 5 shots
before we walked in the door.
When you hit the air, and then it's, like, oh.
Nah,
and
then you're walking.
Yeah.
I really do, need air.
No, I think what you guys were saying, you said in one of your episodes, you're, like, I didn't know I was fucked up until like you have to go out. I feel like you have to go out at some point to just see where you are.
Remember? You need the fresh air.
You need to.
When the fresh air hits me, that's when I start walking sideways. Like, I'm like, okay.
So many times at Porter where it's like the end of the night, I haven't gone outside once. Yeah. I walk outside and I'm like I'm dead. Because
sometimes I really think there's too many people for you to like even feel drunk.
Absolutely.
Oh, 100%.
You lose like all of your senses.
Yeah, because you're
there's so much sweat. Like, there's so much.
Yeah.
Body around you that like you can't even like what's it
called? Your senses are gone.
Is like if there's a fire, you know what I'm saying?
Like, I might have to move in 2 seconds because someone's gonna sneak behind me. Like, right. I'm just like,
especially me. Like, I'm a tall dude, so like when I'm in there, I'm like, I feel bad.
It's when you're sitting,
I'm like, someone's probably wants to get past
exactly,
me,
dude.
And, right. I have to like always be aware.
Me and Frank actually have a bed like in the back. Porta. So like when we do back to back nights, like we sleep there on Friday.
Yeah, well, we have a cot.
Brush our
teeth. Yeah, in the other room.
Yeah, generally like really rare.
We joke.
Genuinely thought you were serious.
She was like,
if you don't laugh, you can fool anyone. Trust me. If you don't laugh when you're,
we do this thing like where we literally have conversations, no laughs for like 10 minutes, and people think we're serious.
Dumb. Yeah, like,
and like I'll be like, yeah, like we always say, we're like, listen, we'll go out tonight. We'll hit Tommy's first, Johnny's, Inkwell, go all the way in. Like, we'll just, like, say all this stuff, and I'm like, yeah, and then nothing happened. Nothing. We're staying in, like...
But our joke, we joke, like, we have, like, a cot in the back of, like, fucking Teak. And, like, fucking Porta, we just wake up with Colgate in our mouth.
Back to it. That's all you need, Colgate in the morning.
Yeah.
And that's where the move is. But, yeah, Friday? Was that Friday, Casey's... that was last week, though, because, wait, what we do? You guys do every week for your podcast?
Yeah, every Thursday.
We do every other week just because of like people's schedules and whatnot.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's easier, and we have stuff to talk about. I feel like more, so that's
content,
good. Yeah. So like 2 weeks ago, we had our friend Casey, her 23rd birthday, And that was cool. Like, where do we, like, we went to, oh, we were going to go to fucking
to Johnny Max.
We were going to go to Ale House Max. First.
I hate it.
Yeah,
why do you hate Johnny?
Wait.
I know why, because you talked about it. Yeah. I think we have the same reason why we don't like it.
Yeah.
Correct.
So you explain.
It's horrible. It's literally, like, when the pit is there, I'm fine. When I walk in and I can't move and I have to hold a hot tray of pizza and everyone's on top, like, it's a silent porta. Like, it's horrible. Like, it's literally horrible.
It is.
It's horrible. You get yelled at. As soon as your toe goes in the walkway, you get screamed at. Like, leave me alone. Yeah, man. I just want to be here anyway.
I don't really see the point of, like, being, like, that drunk and that... Like, in that environment.
Yeah,
like I feel like I'm just wasting calories.
Might as well be home,
exactly.
Right?
I might as well be home.
Exactly. Like, if I'm going to
it's just miserable.
If I'm going to be blacked out, it's go. And, like, I want to be blacked out by GQ giving me drinks. Like, I don't want to be blacked out, like, in JMA. Like, I don't want to do that.
I just always thought it was so weird, bro, that, like, you would be in there for, like, a couple hours and there would be no music. Like,
it's horrible.
Like, it's so weird.
Like, or there would be music, but it'd be, like, volume 3. White noise in the back. Like, I'm trying to go to bed or something. Like, blast that shit. Like, I don't understand that.
I don't,
and the pizza thing, that's like something I didn't even think about. Like, you're literally like this, like standing up and like serving a pie, dude.
But also,
like,
the line is so long. The line is also so long that you don't even get the pizza.
No,
so the pizza's not even a perk of it because you don't even get it.
We really walked in there like 1:30 one night thinking we were going to get pizza. That was the funniest thing I think we've ever done.
That was one of the dumbest decisions we've ever made. I wanted to go home so bad. I don't know why we went to Johnny Max.
We went to Johnny Max. We went on Saturday. We lasted 20 minutes. I look at her boyfriend, like, so we're going to Porto. We literally Uber and I walk in like 11:30 and I see GQ, best night of my life.
Yeah.
So fun. But
like, the only time you would stay at Johnny Max is if, like, maybe you hurt your foot or something.
But we did stay there. We went to Porto that night.
We went to Porto. We always go to Porto after that. Johnny's is like the pregame. If you're hungry, you get a pee, and then you leave.
We did go to Porto.
You always leave.
Stay.
You never stay.
You never stay.
Because, like,
never
stay. My rule is like if you can stay, if, like, where you are, you could do at home, you got to go.
Like, no, literally. I agree.
I agree with that 100%. You know, I'd rather be home.
Like we went to
10, if I'm being honest.
It was our friend Craig's birthday, and he had. Have you guys been to, like, bars in Keyport or no? No. Mm-mm, so, like, mm-mm. In Keyport, there was two bars, but now there's, like, one, and it's like an Irish pub type bar, which they had rum buckets, which is very weird because I walked in and everybody had a rum bucket, and I felt obligated to get one. Do you guys like rum buckets or not?
Yeah, so I'll drink one, but the thing is, I'm allergic to orange juice, so I'll get hives on my neck, but I just deal with it, like, because I like them.
Like, she's like, it's just really good. What am I gonna do?
Like, if they don't,
she walk around with bee stings on her
looking like she was attacked. No, really. Yeah.
I just get all scratchy, but it's fine. Like, they're good, so I deal. Like, it's
they
fine.
Are.
Right, I do
manage. Them.
Sometimes you gotta have that sacrifice.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
But speaking of, like, you know, gauging the night, that was a night for us that was kind of just like most definitely like two drinks, and then.
We were like out, but we messed up.
Well, I don't know who brought it up first. It might have been me.
I brought it up because I'm an idiot. Yeah. So I was like, listen, I was like, tonight, you know, it's chill. I said, why don't we flip a coin, and if it lands on heads, we go to the strip club tonight. So he was like, I guess we have to do it. And of course,
We had an actual coin. We didn't ask Siri.
No.
We got a coin.
It was a real coin.
And that shit landed on heads. That shit landed right on heads.
And I never felt so upset that we made a bet. And I was like, I guess we got. I was like, we gotta go.
We have no choice. You know what I'm saying? The coin told
it landed
us
on heads. Like, yeah.
At that point,
your fate was already decided.
Nah. Yeah.
The night was already.
It was God telling you to go for it. Like, that's what I say all the time. Like, yeah.
It could have landed on tails.
It didn't though.
It didn't.
So we went to this strip in Keyport has it. Fantasies. Should we? That's fine. I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I gotta say nothing. I mean.
Yeah.
We walk in. It's packed.
It was packed there.
Like.
What day did you guys go? On a weekday or like? Oh, okay,
Friday.
I figures why.
Weekday at 12.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe. Nice.
Yeah,
no, there's some weirdos.
They had a brunch, I think, Tuesday.
Yeah, it was.
Dude, I
am really? The most gullible person. I don't believe anything you tell me.
Like, was it good?
Did they give you mimosas? Like, was it
like that omelets? Like, they sat omelet station?
Buffet set up.
That's crazy.
I was like, what, like, the girls, like, serve, like, the fries?
They bring them around. Like, it's so funny,
though. They bring them around.
You see that? Like, you say that on a weekday? Like, I'll drive past there on, like, a Wednesday. Wednesday at 10 a.m. There's a dude smoking a bogue out there. 10 a.m. outside the strip club. Dude.
I don't know
so
who's dancing at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
But we go in and I'm like, it's the same thing. Like, we've gone like to the what, like twice?
Yeah, twice.
And it's like the same thing. Like we get in, we get a drink, we get a dance, and then we leave. But you know what it is? I'm looking for potential. I'm not looking for like.
I'm so happy we're talking about this.
Can I get another one of those?
Yeah. What do we got?
Just
we got
toss pineapple. It. Doesn't matter. Just toss it.
I don't want it to be all fuzzy when you open it up. So we're scoping out the dancers and whatnot.
Right.
But there's always, you know, the moms in there. And it, like, I get it. Like, you're trying to make a buck.
Right.
But if you're not giving me nothing, Josh says this all the time. Like, if you're not giving me nothing, I can't be giving you money.
Right.
So they just, you'll have the girls coming over with just like doing nothing, just asking. Dinero.
Like dinero. Like opening up their tits. You know what I'm saying? Like money. I want you to fake like you're in love with me at that strip club. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, so they'll literally ask like, just really straight. They just straight say, up. They say dinero.
Like, so walk like around the bar and do it. You're like,
do you just go?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm
like, no, yeah.
You straight up go no. You're like,
I just
no.
say keep it moving.
Like, if you're doing something,
I don't say no, I, don't, I would honestly agree with that.
I agree. Like,
I would agree. Yeah, it should work for it.
I just want you to just fake, you know, being like liking me, like
right, yeah, like fake it.
You know what I'm saying? Something for me. Don't just be like. You know what I'm saying? That's not doing anything for me. Yeah. I don't
You're
care
like,
about that.
That's
I don't care about that at all.
Yeah, no.
So Josh is like, looks at me, he's like, we gotta get out of here. He's like, I need a dance and we need to leave. So he finds some girl and
she
I'm
was
like
a mom. Like she had a scar, bro, from here.
God.
From here to here, and I did not even notice it when she was like on stage. Like
I didn't
back,
see it either.
Got my microscope out in the back.
Yeah.
I fucking saw that shit going down, dude. It was insane, dude.
So he was like, oh, he gets out. He's like, give me the keys. I'm going in the car. He's like, meet me when you're out. No, you waited until.
I waited until you was, secured a dance.
There was this girl that was like.
You secured a dance? You secured a dance?
There was this girl that was like performing. And I was like.
Holy shit. She was moving. Dude.
She was moving. She was going like spins.
Yeah, she was moving.
So I was like, I need the dance from her, Josh. I was like, we need to make it happen. So she's like. She like gets off stage. I was like, oh, can I get a dance? And she was like, yeah. She's like, I'll be right back. So she comes back. And Josh is like, all right, give me the keys. I'm going to go start the car. I was like, all right. So I go in. I'm not joking. It was like Cirque du Soleil. This girl was doing flips. Cirque du
Soleil. Bro.
She was like, I don't know what she was doing. She like had her legs crossed and like doing flips. I was like, this
was
really
so
good.
Jealous, dude.
So she earned.
She earned
she it. Earned it. She pretended she was in love with you.
I was, right, right, I was so jealous. Like,
you were jealous?
Really? No, I was jealous.
She saw her after because she wasn't there. I think she just
I saw her. I'm like, Frank, like, do this for me, my brother. Because wish I was going to be with this homegirl tonight and not the girl I was with. So I'm like, you got to do this for me, dude. Because she was moving that shit on the fucking pole, dude.
Right, right. It's like, because it's like, if you think about a strip club, it's just a waste of money.
It is.
It's just like you're not getting on. You're getting the entertainment. But if there's no entertainment, then it's a waste. That's why we
like,
enjoy.
I can go on a fucking like website and have a girl. Like I can go on Google and search titties and get the same thing for me.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, I probably would have done that night instead of that, dude.
But we were gonna ask like, have you ever gone or would you like, what would you do if in a strip club, like if you were like, would you like if some guy took you on a date there, or like have you ever gone, or like would you ever do a girls' night? Like, what's like your opinion on that?
I've never been to one. If a guy took me to a strip club as a date, he would be done automatically.
That would not end well at all.
No, obviously, but the question is, would you leave as soon as you got there? Or would you just experience what went
I mean,
down, just to do it for the podcast?
For the content, I definitely would. I've never been. I mean, I would for the podcast.
If it was a double date, she was there, we just let the two of them bond. Me and her would probably just have like a great time when we were there. Like it wouldn't. Like I mean, I wouldn't care.
I'm not
like,
opposed.
Be like, whatever.
I'm not opposed. To it.
Right.
What if I don't know what your boyfriend's name is, but what if he was like, I'm going with my like two of my boyfriends, two of my dude friends, but they have girlfriends too.
Okay, so they're all wifed up.
So it's like your homegirls and like his homeboys.
Everyone's
we're
up.
All going.
No.
We're not all going.
Your homegirls are dating his homeboys.
Right.
So like you guys.
I mean,
are
then
all
it's
like,
fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because like
that's interesting.
Yeah, like I'm not psycho like that. Like you know what I'm saying? Like don't cheat on me, won't have a problem. Like I don't care. Like I'm not.
Yeah.
Josh. I would if I was a girl. Negative, because you're clapping cheeks or something.
Oh God.
I mean, it depends on where you're going. Like, this fantasies doesn't, you know, isn't nude. So it's right. They don't even show, they don't even show titty. Like they don't even show anything.
Because I said that to Josh, I was like, no one was naked in there, bro, right?
Nothing.
I said, I don't think I saw
just lingerie. Like, bro, again, like that's... I can do that on Google. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, true. No, it's not happening.
I just.
And then when you said the date thing, I'm like, it'd be done automatically. It would not even be a thing. Crazy.
If you want to lose the girl, take her to the strip.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely.
Unless she. And also,
I know the DJ. He's DJing at this venue.
My friend's DJing at this venue. Oh, yeah. You walk in.
You know, you're right though. Because what need would he have for that? What?
She's already mad at him.
She's
she's already mad at him.
He didn't even go. He didn't even go.
It would have to be like maybe it's someone's birthday and like
exactly like some bachelor party.
Like, I'm not stupid.
I don't think he'd be like
whatever. But like if he just randomly out of the blue was like, yo, like I'm going
like random Tuesday, like the guy at 10 a.m. like. No,
that would be like spend that money on me. Like,
what? Yeah, for real.
Yeah, literally.
I'm like, for real. Literally. Why are you throwing it at them? Yeah, throw it on me.
100%.
For real.
We went to a comedy club, like, not like club, but like this firehouse in the town I used to live in had like a comedy night. So I was like, you guys want to go? We had like a squad of 8 people. And it was pretty good. Like stand up is like definitely on like my radar. I feel like you guys would be good at it. I feel like, do you think you'd get on stage if you had some material?
I feel like we can pull it off. Yeah, I feel like we could.
Yeah. I haven't really thought about that.
Because I don't think I'm that funny. And then my friends are like, no, like, you're hysterical. I'm like, I really don't see.
Sometimes I don't even think it's about, like, the joke. I mean, obviously, your content has to be funny. It's about, like, your animations and, like, the way
you expressions,
your delivery,
like, your faces. That's, like, the whole thing.
Yeah, all that shit. Yeah, like, on our podcast, we're, like, always at 100.
Always.
Like, every single episode.
That's why I like to record. Just happened. Press the button on here. That's why I like to record, because I think like facial expressions are funny.
Dude. Same, and I always love like watching podcasts too. So that's why we record.
Everybody asked me, they're like, "Yo, I saw like clips. Is it going on YouTube?" And I was like,
"Not the whole, yeah."
I was like, I was like, "It's kind of this, and that, but I think I'm gonna upload this one."
Yeah, upload it. Yeah, so we'll upload
it'll be
too.
Like the first long like YouTube video. That
absolutely.
So people can see us and like what we do. Ariana, I know you said that. You like to cook in the podcast.
Yes.
Like you'd be whipping up food for the whole family.
Oh, yeah. So
what's
like...
What's your background? Is it like a...
I come from like a very Italian-American family. Like one weekend... Like, did the sprinkle cookies give it away? I feel like it might
have. That was the...
I'm being dead ass. You would do the exact same thing if you were coming over a house. Like Italian families bring over...
Yeah, so I'm Italian, Puerto Rican, and Irish.
Oh, okay.
So I got like all the gangs in there.
Yeah,
every gang you could think of is in your fucking gang.
It's like but like I was raised heavily Italian, so I understood like when I was listening to your
like I do sauce day like every year, like 420 jars, 30 family members, like it's like that kind of stuff. Seven fishes, Christmas Eve, so like very like Italian American stuff.
No, that's always a good time, and you know food is always welcome anywhere.
No, you got it. Next time I'll bring you.
Next time.
Lemon drops, rainbow cookies.
How did I made those?
She made
those. Oh my god! You said the lemon drops on the podcast. I was like,
I can make those. If I had time, I would have did it for you guys.
The lemon drops are my favorite.
Crumb cake.
No, she literally makes dinner for our entire friend group. Like she'll make like 5 pounds of pasta for all of us. Yeah, like she will go off.
Meatballs, special, all different stuff.
And it is good. It is good.
Hire you.
Yeah.
$20.
$20 a day. $20 a day. Gotta be more. I mean, she's cooking
more than 20. I mean, 20.
How much is that chicken franchise she's cooking? You know what I'm saying? Is that 25?
Oh,
I made that the other day. Actually, I made that yesterday.
Chicken franchise.
Yeah,
it's good. Love chicken.
I made that yesterday. It's like my mom calls it like lemon chicken. It's like kind of different.
Probably a little more than 20. That's kind of skippy.
And Trinity, you're a comm major, right?
I am.
I was also a comm major. I was curious. Like, is this like where this stemmed from, or are you? Doing, oh yeah, that's how
we.
Something else?
Yeah, that's how we both met, because we had TV class together. Because we're both comm majors.
I was a TV major too.
Yeah,
yeah, we're TV radio majors. We actually bonded over our hatred. For our TV class.
I hate TV. I can't.
Teacher? I went to Monmouth freshman
year. Oh, you did? Oh. It was Lawrence.
Professor Lawrence.
Lawrence. Wait, is that the big dude?
No, he's like shorter than me. Shorter than me.
Black hair?
Yes. Yeah.
I think I had him.
Beard? Yeah.
See, but the thing that I hated about TV class was it was like we learned about like how to work a camera like the whole time.
On the first
like,
day.
Teach me how to edit. Yeah. Like, I'm a big editor. I love editing. I'm like, teach me how to edit.
Like the first day, he's like, you're going to go to all 12 of these stations. You're going to do this, this, and that. I'm like, you're shot. Like, if you think I'm going to be able to remember that, like,
and
horrible.
But it was like one time, and that was it. Like, and then we just, and then it was just like, here's how you work a camera for 14 weeks.
Right.
Like,
okay, and then you had to do like the whole like,
it's like the tutorial.
Right.
It's literally a 14 week tutorial on how to work a camera.
Step by step.
Video game tutorial.
No, literally. It was ridiculous.
So. I remember you had to like zoom into like a poster board on like I was like I guess this is where we're ending.
And I feel like radio, like I don't know, it just had like a better outlet for us.
It's
like
so much more fun.
We also had like the podcasting class, like stuff like that. Like I just like it better, honestly.
I feel like you got to do what you want to do, and you guys, you guys definitely like have it, like no problem.
So do you guys, honestly.
I feel like we started this just because we would just hang out, talk for hours about nothing, and like, it would be funny if we can like plan something, you know, have something organized, I guess, and just talk about something that'd be entertaining to people.
Yeah.
Especially no. things people can relate to. I mean, we should have pressed record like as soon as we became friends.
No, that's how me and Ariana felt too.
Because like when we like, because we would always like, before she had the boyfriend, she would sleep like at my house. So then the next morning we would get like hungover bagels, recap the whole night, and like all our friends would come over and we would tell stories, and then like everyone were just
They'd be dying laughing.
They're like, you guys are
us.
So funny, like, the way you say it. And I'm like, so then we're like, no, we have to.
I'm telling you, it's
like
the way you say it.
Yeah, it's
fucking say your story. That's funny. It's not even just the content.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like
that's the extra details you add in for no fucking reason. Like that's what makes it funny.
Yeah.
What's your background, Trinity?
Well, I didn't grow up Italian.
Right.
I'm just white. I'm not. I'm like Polish, Irish,
mix.
A mix of so many things.
Gotcha.
So
I feel like your background can definitely.
Like, yeah, like my parents were musicians, so growing up, I've been like. Watching them edit and like things like that, so that kind of like was the reason why I went into this.
Our professors, it's funny, like we like hard, like we're taking a class now, it's like one credit, like you had to be on the radio. We literally asked for like, can we do the podcast, we do homework assignments together. They just let it happen.
Yeah, it's
they
interesting just literally let it our happen. Professors just let us do things together now they, because they
those
know
one, those one credit classes are bullshit.
You yeah
anything in those one
oh yeah
classes.
And it's so cool because we're getting one credit for literally just doing our podcast, which we would be doing anyway.
Those one credit classes are like the university's way of fucking you with
no literally
there's no reason why I have to take, you know, gardening.
Volleyball.
There's no reason for that.
Did you guys ever have to take something like that? Like,
she took yoga. I took yoga.
I took asynchronous yoga. So it was yoga in which we never met in person or on Zoom. Let me know.
Or on Zoom. Or you did meet on Zoom.
No, never on Zoom either.
Asynchronous, so you would have to like send in your exercises.
I had to send in a video of me doing yoga.
There's no way that professor's watching everybody.
Not a chance.
I swear she did.
One,
I swear
two,
she did.
She reviewed three, like
the minutes.
Well, she so
counting them. She's like, three, four. Oh,
she literally
she missed one.
One of her reviews for me. She's like, you're a natural. I'm like, should I become a yoga teacher? Like, I guess.
Do it on the side.
Oh, she's about to, like,
do it on the side,
up,
you know?
Because she can't even breathe.
Next podcast will be yoga asynchronous.
Yoga.
She'll be like this. She'll be like, welcome to the love line.
I did hot yoga
like
once.
Yoga 101.
It was fine, but like I literally thought I was going to faint. Like I went with my aunt who like really does it. She's like, come on, it'll be fun. I looked at her. I was like, auntie. She's like, yeah. I was like, never again. Like,
I think tomorrow at Powerhouse, I'm going to do yoga in the sauna.
Yeah.
You can't. Yeah. There's not enough room in there for
just
sure.
Just standing on your head when
is
people walk
big,
in.
Is it really big?
But I'll find room in that bitch. Trust
put
me,
a mat down.
Yeah, it's funny. Hot yoga like took me out. I work at a gym. Like I'm an instructor.
No, hot yoga is
and
tough,
hot yoga
bro.
Took me out. Like I'm fine. Like teaching, working out with them. Hot yoga, I was literally on the floor. Like it's like.
Because what
hard.
Do they put the room at? Like 98.
No, it's like over
100. Yeah, no,
it's over 100.
Yeah.
It's bad.
I'll probably pass out.
Yeah.
I can't even. I hate when it's like humid in my room. I'm like, open the door.
Trinity lies all the time. Like my rosacea is flaring.
Oh my god, she always says that. Like when
I say it all the time. Like hot yoga, I literally looked like a tomato.
She'll be like, my rosacea is flaring, and it is.
You know what? It literally is. Like
it will.
Everybody's
flare.
Laughing, and then she's like looking like a bee.
It will flare.
Full blown.
My new line has been my post frostbite has been flaring.
Oh yeah, she.
I accidentally gave myself self inflicted frostbite because. So me.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
So me and my friend Emily, her Ariana's housemate, we thought it would be a good idea to put like ice on our face because people said it was like a skincare routine thing.
Yeah,
so I'm
too,
like,
right?
Bet, right? So I'm rubbing this ice on my face. It feels really, really good. And then I start to notice I'm like literally getting frostbite. Like I literally had a welt, like a red welt. And I was like, I can't be doing
it. No, but I told them, I'm literally staying there. They're like, do you want to do this? I was like, no.
It'll flare up.
Wait, this was
it'll
random? Or this was like a random night?
We were just, this was like a random night. This was a random night.
Oh, just
we
random.
Just decided to do it. Never doing it again.
Yeah.
Because it still like pops up on her face.
No, it's crazy.
Like,
it does. Yeah. And people literally say though that that's like a, you should do that. Like you
still?
Say, you should do. Yeah, like it's like
your
a
face.
Whole thing. They say that I'm never doing that again.
I think she
so
did
frostbite?
Some
frostbite,
self-inflicted frostbite.
Self-inflicted
bro.
Frostbite.
I swear to God, I can't make this shit up.
That's crazy.
I heard you guys.
Yeah.
Wait a second. You guys, what do you guys call yourselves after a night out?
Oh, okay. We call ourselves porta putanas.
Porta putanas.
Okay, but like. Puttana is for Porta more so than
no, it's Porta Puttana. You have to earn your stripes in order to become
my sister came down this weekend. She couldn't earn her Porta Puttana stripes. You have to kiss a boy in Porta.
You have to.
She has a boyfriend. Her boyfriend wasn't there, so she's not a Porta Puttana. But like,
yeah,
you kiss a boy at Porta, you become one. You become, like, you become one. Yeah. Yeah. It's a great time.
What about,
I mean, technically I'm a Porta Puttana.
There you go.
Yeah, you've kissed like even a random, even if you know a person in Porta. Yeah, you're a Porta Puttana. You guys are Porta Puttanas. There you go. You earned your stripes. Congratulations.
I was going to have a, I want to have a segment where I'm like, Puttana, not Puttana. Because I was like,
yeah.
I, when you said it, like I was like dying. Just the way, just the way you said it. That's really, I think I have some lists.
But like when you're hungover, like let's say like you guys go out, right? Like it's a fucking Friday night. You guys are killing it. You know what I'm saying? Drinking, going crazy. You wake up the next morning, you feel like death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the term that you guys use? Because we have a term that we use for like hungover fucking in the morning.
We say like severely unwell. I feel like a lot of something severely unwell.
Dude, we call ourselves like fucking, what are we, raisins?
Raisins.
Raisins. Like
we say everybody get in line for chocolate covering.
Like we're fucking raisinettes or something. Raisinettes. No, I said, wait, what?
It's a shriveled up grape.
Or like a vegetable. Like, right. You know, like put me next to a window and I'll just like photosynthesize for like the next like 10 hours.
I always say sometimes like I'll look at Trinity, I'll be laying there, I'm like, I need to be power washed. Like from the inside out. I need to be power washed.
I need to go through the wash.
No, literally, like, I need to be power washed. She's like, what do you mean? And she's like, I understand though how you're feeling. Like, I totally
understand what you mean by that.
Yeah, no, we be talking like just like, you know, like I'm closer to a fucking, you know, zucchini right now than a human being. Like that's what I'm closer to right now.
I also have a name for like my drunk alter ego though. I call her Jenny.
Jenny.
Oh, yeah. They're gonna say the feral.
Oh, we also call ourselves feral rats. Wait, we okay? Ready? Wait,
no, that's
ready?
What I was hinting towards all the time. Y'all. Are like,
no, no.
We call ourselves really drunk.
No, feral fucking rats.
Feral rats. But then
there's levels to it, though, guys. There's levels to it.
It starts off where menaces, right?
Menaces.
So, like, we go into menaces. 11:30, Porta. Get another drink. Go to the pizza side. Feral fucking rats. Like
yeah, I think it depends on the level of drunk that you are. Like yeah, menaces. This, like eh.
This weekend,
but I think like when you're a feral fucking rat. Like then you're like, you know what I mean? Like you're at it. Like that's when you're like, you're
that's
there.
When you're just like, that's
you're
like
the, there.
That, there's nothing higher than that. You're saying
no. There's nothing higher than that. That's like a rat. Night where I have to be like carried up my steps to go to bed. Like there's no like I wake up in the morning like Jesus, what happened? Like that's like the level
that was me Saturday morning. I woke up Saturday morning in my Porta clothes.
That's when you know.
That's how you
because it's like I could have changed. Or
I've
something.
Never
I
done
could,
that.
Yeah,
I can't do that. I literally the drunkest I ever am. I take my makeup off too. I can't sleep in it.
That's what I thought. I normally do. Like it doesn't matter how drunk I am, I normally change. I take my makeup off. Nope. Woke up the next morning.
Can I say how we know when you have a good night?
When
you
I throw up on the side of the road.
Yeah. Wait, you have to tell me about your Uber charge. I don't know if we ever.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about the Uber charge. I got an Uber charge.
Can we $200 pause? Uber can we charge. Pause? I almost just drank my mic real quick. I went like this. I just. <It's> good.
Augustus Gloop? Wait, what's that fucking... When he eats the mic?
He asks, is that a question? He ate
isn't
the mic.
Isn't that Mike Wazowski from Monsters, Inc.?
Oh, my God, dude. That's funny.
That was about to be Mike Wazowski. All right, go on.
So, Trinity, I'll never forget. It was after date night, so we went to Port It, like, in the date night dress.
You're making me laugh.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my God.
So we went to Port in like our date night dresses. We just switched to sneakers, right? Because we were like, we want attention that night. That's before, like, that was before boyfriends, you know? Like,
yeah.
We went free drinks. Like, everyone came up to us. It was a great time. We get in the Uber. She's like, you know, she's going to throw up when she's silent. So she's laying there quiet. I'm like, oh no. I literally go silent.
Nothing's worse.
That's how you know.
And I'm a nervous person. She goes, I'm going to throw up. I'm like, shut up. No, you're not. So then I know.
Yeah, I did warn you, though. I said I was going to throw up.
Then in preparation for this. So in preparation for this, I take my wallet out of my bag, so it was $25 from Amazon. You could just throw up in it, right? I completely avoids
the bag. Throw up in it.
Completely avoids the bag. Homegirl throws up in like the vent of the
Uber. No, I literally throw up all over the car.
So then she
all over the car.
Was it like a protrude?
It was on my leg.
It was projectile.
Please stop.
It was so bad. And you know what's the worst thing about it is?
What?
I don't even remember this happening.
So she comes in my room. She had to sleep downstairs because my room's upstairs.
Yeah, I slept downstairs.
Like she couldn't make it up the steps.
Yeah, couldn't make it up.
So she comes in like, oh, like how was the night? I'm like, do you want the good news or the bad news? She's like bad news. I'm like, you have to send me $186
because of the Uber charge.
Yeah, because they gave her an extra Uber charge. She's like, what? And then like, other than that, like it was like It was like a fun night.
But that's how you know it. I'm just saying though, if I'm throwing up on the side of the road, that's how you know I had a good night. That's how you know she's good. Every single time I throw up on the side of the road, I had the best night.
Now she literally looks like when she has to throw up on the side of the road. Like, you ever watch The Sandlot when like Ham points? She just points. I'm like, you know.
The last time I threw up, I literally, I'm laying like this. My boyfriend, he's like, do you need to throw up? I was like, no. Right, and I'm just laying there and I go
out.
And he's like, can you pull over?
You just throw up.
I'll just like tell you guys. Like, I'm conscious enough to be like, I'm going.
No, literally. I just don't do well in cars though. Even sober, I feel
cars,
like I'm gonna throw up.
I'm bad if I fall asleep and I'm drunk. Yes. So then you wake up and then it's like,
no, literally, you're spinning.
Terrible.
It's terrible.
I haven't it hasn't been like I went to Bar A like in the during the summer.
Yeah.
And we just like didn't have a break of drinks. It was just like, oh, I'll buy.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh man, like I'm tired. Like I fall asleep. I'm like in the backseat of like five guys in the car, and I was like, you're gonna have to pull over. And like we just pull over to some side street, someone's house. I felt so bad. I was just like, right in the lawn.
No, literally. Like, I've done that so many times. I've done it so many times.
She gets so close to home, it's the same spot she throws up in. It's
literally like 2 minutes away from the house. Like I can't make it two more minutes.
You must think she like does it on purpose because it's the same.
It's like
house.
Your spot now.
I probably no, it's like spot. It's like dogs like taking a piss there.
She got that one territory.
It is.
They gotta go to that one fire hydrant. She needs to go to one spot.
The one tree.
That's funny.
The same house. Same house. Same lawn. Everything.
So funny.
Yeah, traumatizing.
Yeah, but that's definitely the worst feeling. Like when you go for because there's like a thin gray line from when you're like feeling amazing to feeling like terrible.
It's such a small window of time.
Line, I never like, get
it's such a small window
there
of
is,
time.
There isn't a line. It just comes, dude. Like you don't even know because you really be feeling fine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You drink that next drink, you're fucked. But you don't even know that the next drink's going to make you like that because you're fine. Then
right you regret it that, instantly.
All of a sudden you're doing the Dougie. You know what I'm saying? And you're fucked up doing the Dougie. You're fucked up after that. I don't know.
Yeah,
I've never gotten nauseous though, and I've never thrown up. And like, no, I've been very.
What do you mean Saturday?
So Sunday morning, like when I'm out, I never do.
I'm like, bro.
No, when
she's
I'm
like, don't bring
no,
it
no,
up.
No, no. When I'm home, like I like the next one, I'm hungover. I get like nauseous. I'm gonna throw up. But like out, like I could literally be like six drinks in with like my vodka soda Mio's. I'm fine. Like I'm fine. The next morning, I'll be nauseous, but I will never throw up.
I think what does it for me is the Uber ride home.
Yeah,
that's what does it for me. Like, oh.
One of these Ubers said that they've actually like. Swerve to like make that happen to get that 180.
Yeah, you better have your fucking
really?
You gotta have both hands
up.
You better have your hands up.
Wow, I did not know that.
They're like, a little extra bill. I don't think yours.
No, she was like, he literally, because like I disputed it. He sends me pictures of
dude's drag racing in a fucking Toyota RAV4.
He should have just threw the whole car away, honestly.
He literally took, because I disputed the next day. I get photos. This is why you have
this is why everything.
Thank God the heat wasn't on. Someone went back on her, bro. Like
It was bad.
I can't do any of that kind of stuff. Like it happens to me, but then I leave the room immediately after that because I can't.
Yeah,
I leave the room.
No, I can't. See, but it's so bad though because I feel like if that was to happen to you, like you guys are such troopers dealing with me. Yeah. Myself. They feel like if it was you, like you threw up, I would be throwing up too.
No,
like,
I know.
That's like disgusting.
But like I feel like that's like one thing. Like I feel like sometimes like some events like wake me up with like the cold sweats because they're so traumatizing.
It's something
like,
that keeps me up at night.
Like I've never had the like. I've had like experiences out where I think about it and I'm like, I literally just wake up and I'm like, oh my God. Like I literally.
Yeah.
Like something happened back in September.
Will you regret the entire night?
No, like it was like
just parts.
No, like parts of the night.
Just a little bit.
Night. Like the Uber charge keeps me up every night.
No, should I tell the story about the bar that night with the tomato day shirt?
Okay. You're asking you.
All right.
Yeah.
So
right.
Okay, back in like September, the one and only time I brought a boy back, literally the one and only time, did nothing but kiss him, swear to God, because my parents were listening. But I swear to God, like I actually did it. Come home. I swear to God.
The lie detector determined.
It was a lie.
No, but I swear I really did it. So like I literally like bring the kid home, whatever. I was so scared that this kid was gonna touch me, thinking like, what did I think was gonna happen? I put more clothes on when I got home than when I was out.
A full on Eskimo.
I put on a fucking HIIT workout sports bra because I was so afraid he was gonna touch me. Like, what did I think was gonna happen?
She's putting on layers. Like,
no,
for
I legitimately.
Fucking
she had,
I
literally,
girl, like, a full onion.
She had more layers on than when she was out that night.
I literally did. She was I put on out. Sweatpants like
the guy was probably like this girl pretty cold, I guess.
No, I literally been freezing. Cold? I like, because I never had a boy back, so like, I don't know. It's where I have on like these old sweatpants, like Sauce Day I was telling you about. I have Sauce Day t-shirts. I have a Sauce Day t-shirt with like paint stains on it.
You
like,
put my that on?
Up. Yeah, I didn't. Dying. With the sports bra underneath it, because I was so terrified. So like that, literally, I tell my sister that story. She's like, that doesn't wake you up at night. I'm like, it does now. And then like the same, and I find out 2 months later, that same night, this girl like, that I'm not really friends with anymore for like other reasons, whatever. I find out like months later, that same night, she goes up to this kid that like, again, that came back, and she was like, you should kiss her. She's been obsessed with you for 2 years. I literally, like, I like that keeps me up at night that he knows the information that I was down with. It keeps me up because he never brought it up to me. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Not really.
So it's not even that truthful. That's the thing. All right, maybe.
Maybe like a year and a half. Like two. No, not really.
Like a year and a half. But two pushing it.
Pushing it now.
Like we talked like every hour, like every day for 2 years.
No, but I literally, like when she told me that, like that and like that like experience of having a sports bra, like I will literally wake up and it's a nightmare. Like I just literally traumatizing for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've had any experiences like
so
that.
So bad.
And then the night I got caught. No, so
you got caught.
She
got
back caught. When I was single, I had what you would call a roster of sorts.
I've heard about the 5-minute rosters.
Yeah, it would bite me in the ass though, because I met a lot of them at Porta, and I went to Porta every Friday.
And they're always going to be there.
He was there. And my other guy was there. I got caught.
Can I say what he said to you the next day?
What did he say to me?
Because
I texted him the next day and I was like, hey, sorry, like I missed you. I feel so bad. And he was like, he's like, was that before or after you stuck your gut or your tongue down another guy's throat? I was like, before?
Before?
I think I said before. I'm like, wow. I'm pretty sure it was before, actually.
Damn, you got
I got caught.
Now you gotta plan ahead with size.
I should have. No, you know what? That was my downfall. I should have known. Yeah. Should have been more smart about it.
But you got
it.
Brutally humbled since.
But fine. Also, there's been so many times before that where there had been multiple roster people there.
Yeah.
And they didn't see me. And I don't get caught because I'm nice like that.
Girls are much better at that shit than
the
dudes.
No, yeah, but I got the caught. Roster? And that brutally humbled me.
The roster is fun because, like, when I tell you, like,
it was fun. Like, back sometimes. In the day. But now I'm boot up, so. Yeah.
Like, me now, like. Now she's chilling. I've taken over Trinity's spot, kind of, because like we need some stories. So like I take one for the team when I'm out sometimes. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes people on the roster are friends. I don't know until after the fact. I'm like, interesting. Like I don't find it out.
Ariana's like straw boy. Ariana's like, I don't know if I want to. And Trinity's like, but the podcast.
I'm she's like, but like the podcast.
Saturday, there was a boy there, right?
Can we please tell the story? Because I need to tell. Oh my god. Okay.
Go ahead.
It's so funny. You want me to start? Okay. So Saturday, we go out. Ariana's sister's there. She's so excited. She gets wasted.
Like bad.
You
like,
were fucking wasted.
Wait, you or your sister?
No, me and my sister, but
and
I.
And her sister.
Took me and my sister.
She was wasted.
I was bad.
So there was this guy there. He was like cute. And he was like flirting with Ariana, whatever, like the whole nine. And so Ariana gets a drink at DQ. And I'm seeing this guy. She already had made out with him at this point, I think.
Really? Yeah. Me here?
But then I'm pretty sure. But then I see him like. That he's for the streets. He's like
he's talking to my sister's friend that also
talking
came
to everybody.
But I didn't know that.
Okay.
Saying that, like he had just broken up with his girlfriend. You know what I mean? It was like sad boy hours.
I didn't know that. Drake
the whole
was there.
Story.
Napkins were flowing.
Napkins were in fact thrown. It was like the whole thing.
It was in the air. He was like,
yeah,
he caught it. Wiped his
tears. Wiped his tears off with it. And
DJ play Marvin's Room.
He's like, yeah. And so I'm like, oh no, like he's for the streets. Like Ariana's not gonna be happy about this.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm talking to her sister. I'm like, do we tell her now or later? Like, do we tell her now or later? And so Sam, her sister, she's like, let's just tell her now. And so I go to Ariana, and I'm like. I just want to let you know, like, he's for the streets. Like, he's trying to get with everybody and their mom. And she goes, who?
I was like, what?
She was like, what? It was the funniest reaction. Because she was so drugged to a point where she didn't even care about anything.
The part where I handed it to you.
Oh, I forgot about this. Yeah, so I go over to her. And because he's with this guy, I'm trying to, like, get her to swerve him. She goes, Trin, stop. He's cute. Hands me her empty drink. I'm like,
and
what?
I continue on.
And she just continues on.
Like, you were like, just like, I guess I'll throw it
she's
out.
She's like, stop. I'm like, okay.
You should just let her do her thing in that moment.
I want, you know what? I said.
She's not talking to homeboy after that.
No, she wasn't. That's what I said. The next day, I unadded him on Snapchat.
Just let her have her fun.
Yeah.
It's all he's fucking
exactly.
He's not husband.
Exactly.
Not husband. Or boyfriend material.
It don't matter.
So you know what I said? I'll let her have her moment. No, that's 100%. What we did. We let her have, we her, moment, have her moments.
I love having a moment.
Because I've had so many moments.
All right, good. I'll keep them company.
So
should I just put my thing down right here?
Yeah, that's fine. All right, Josh, you have a good time. No, I was laughing listening to the pod because I heard the story about, I don't know if it was in DJs, like the 30-year-old woman like giving y'all advice or something.
Oh, yeah. That brutally humbled me. Like, I needed to be brutal. Yeah. I've been brutally humbled so many times this year.
Yeah.
She doesn't think it was brutally humbled. I think I was brutally humbled on Saturday. That's all I have to say on the matter.
Right.
The Dage thing, remember? So we, like, Saturday, before we went out at night, like, my other housemates had people over for, like, a date. So then I was sitting there, and this one kid I really, like, didn't give a chance, and I kind of, like, regret doing it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, like, are you busy right now? Like, and we've talked about him on the podcast, the Straw Boy one. Straw Boy.
Straw Boy. I've heard Straw Boy.
Yeah.
This isn't Diner Boy.
No.
Two different boys.
Oh, no. Diner Boy and Straw Boy is the same one where we left him in the diner. Same right. one. Same
oh,
one.
Yeah. Same yes. one. Yeah.
So what happened was, I was like, you know what? Like, I kind of never gave him a chance. So I was like, oh, like, are you busy right now? And he was like, a little bit. Why? And I was like, and I'm like, guys, like, I'm about to be brutally humbled. Like, they're like, no. I was like, oh, well, we're having like a date if you want to come. He's like, oh, like, I'm working, like, I can't, like, whatever. I was like, okay. Right. I was like, next time, with like a smiley face.
Yeah.
He just sends me back a smiley face. Literally, that's like the third thing that keeps me up with cold sweats at night. Like, those three things.
Just the smiley face.
Just a smiley face.
Not even like
not even like an emoji smiley face, like the side smiley face. No. Yeah. I was brutally humbled. Oh. Yeah. Brutally
so what
humbled.
Happened? You were just like,
I was like, I go, guys, this is why I did not want to do it. And then everyone's like, no, like, you have to try. They're like, if you see him out on Friday, I go, I will not be going up to him. My ego is too big for that. Like, I cannot be humbled.
Well, I think it is, like, the reason is, too, she gets the ick from, like, the littlest things.
Josh knows about the ick.
We were talking about that.
I get the ick.
Josh hates the fake ick. Like,
no, I get it. It's real, though. No, and that's bad. Why I try to tell her, like, really? She got an ick for some guy sending her a Snapchat with his tongue twisted weird.
Wait, how is it twisted? I was like, I need to see it.
Like, I don't
can you
know.
Do it?
Yeah, do it.
Is it like this?
Yes.
Okay.
Like that. Yeah.
Like, why though? And it was multiple times.
That's
why?
An eighth grade multiple
times. Yeah, right? Why are you snap times?
Then also, was it in the corner of his face?
Like, no, in the middle of his face. Like,
he just says, I always send just the eyes.
People always do that.
Yeah. It was his full face. It was his full face with his tongue twisted. And I was like, I'll let it go once. He did it again. I was like, no. Then one time, it sounds terrible.
She literally blocked him.
I blocked him. No, but then at Porta another time.
Did he do it to you in person?
No, I never saw him in person because it was like he had me on Snap. But then one time at Porta, this kid just kept like profusely like blinking. I literally had to walk away. He blinked too many times in 1 minute for me. I was like, that's it, I'm done.
Save that man. He's probably having a seizure.
That man was on the floor.
Jesus Christ.
That was the first sign of the stroke.
You no, literally.
What? Like, I get the ick over everything. She does. It's really bad. Like, you can literally. What else? Like, over everything. Like, anything you can think of.
Y'all, girls gas that shit. I'm sorry. Like, y'all, there's definitely things that I would even agree that are icks.
Yeah.
But certain things, I'm like.
I'm trying to think of, like, what
homeboy's probably just, like, fucking.
He's could have been nervous, yeah.
Or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Do girls do something that give you the ick?
Okay, I want to hear this.
Not dance. I mean, like, not dance. Like, showing their titties when they're not dancing in front of me.
I hate when a girl has a great body and she just don't want to dance.
Right,
it's just like, you're wasting potential. Right. Like, you came here for what?
I would have to, like, really think about something like that a girl does that, like, gives me the... Oh, you actually, I think it's... Do you think that girls feel... I feel like sometimes girls are, like, even afraid. Like, if you go on a date with a girl or whatever, you just start to get to know a girl, she'll, like, make it clear that she wants you to start, like, every conversation. Like, she's, like, afraid to start conversations. Like, she's either, like, not saying, like, everybody is easy to talk to. Like, y'all don't, like, you know, fuck with each other, whatever flow.
Right.
Yeah.
I think girls are either afraid to start conversations or, like, they think the dude should start every single conversation.
I feel like we're very opposite, like, of
yeah,
that.
Like, I feel like I'm completely opposite. Shut the hell up. Yeah.
Really?
That I really don't get. Yeah.
Are you sure?
Sometimes, like, I'm like a quiet, like, if I really don't have anything to say, I'm just not gonna talk.
Yeah.
So, like, it's not because I don't like you.
No, well, it is. Like, having, like, I think that's for, like, everybody. Having that dead, like, if you know the person.
Right.
You can have that. Just
be comfortable with the
no
silence.
No talking silence. Like,
when it's uncomfortable silence, that makes,
like,
my skin
awkward
crawl.
Silence is different.
Yeah. It sucks because it's like you both don't have to be talking all day.
Like, if I take you on a date, you know what I'm saying? And, like, I pick you up, the music's going. do we need to be talking about like what we had for lunch while Chris Brown's playing?
Chris Brown?
No. Like,
just vibe.
Just vibe.
Just vibe. There. Yeah, so, I feel like it all depends. Like if you're out to eat and you're waiting for the food, you're not going to fucking sit there and look at your phone.
That's my biggest pet peeve. If someone is on their phone when I'm on a date, I will never talk to you again.
But sometimes, I remember my first date with my now boyfriend. Yeah. I was like, she was yelling me over text. She's like, "Don't go on your phone." I was like, "Okay."
Yeah, I was like,
but sometimes I think it's like a nervous.
She's texting me about the date.
I'm like, "Okay." I said, "Okay." No, but I feel like sometimes it just out of like nervousness.
Yeah. I feel like everybody has their phone on.
The phone's like, it's so easy to be like, it's awkward. Let me just pull it out. But like, I don't know. If, like, I'm on a date with somebody and they're just continually on their phone the whole time. Like, that's just annoying.
And I really wasn't on it.
So. No, I know. Because I was like, "Get off." She's like, "I am."
Say that's an ick. Just annoying. Ick is like a weird word. But like,
it's like annoying.
It's just like annoying to like, because then I feel like I'm boring. And I know I'm not boring.
Yeah.
Am I boring you?
Like, I'm not. I know for a fact I'm not boring you. Probably if we're like.
I guess like you wouldn't conversation at that point. I guess she's just.
It's probably you because I'm not awkward. Yeah, at
she's
all.
Got something.
I'm saying I'm not awkward on a date. Person at all. So
yeah,
if she's on her phone on a date and it's not, and she's not like, "Oh my god, my mom's sick."
Yeah,
like if she just like
she's checking her fucking Tumblr.
Her Tumblr, yeah.
She's on Tinder.
She's
swiping right.
Must be broken. Just keep going like.
Yeah, but like, why is she swiping?
Yeah.
But when you guys are at Porta, right? Like, do you see like does it bother you when girls just like stand on the wall and like don't dance? Because I feel like we're like a bad opposite.
Like you can do, that can like, do your thing. Like if you're just looking like this is different. If you're doing something, you're talking, that's fine. But if you're just like standing there waiting for something,
I feel like that's
like,
so
what are
boring.
They waiting for? Right. Like me and Ariana can be stone cold sober walking to put up. We're already dancing.
I'm
we're already dancing.
Pepperoni. Like it's like
we don't need the pepperoni.
Girls can get away with that.
Have I ever fed you guys pepperoni at Porta?
Next time,
I did.
Find me on Friday.
I did the video at Porta. I did like a.
I was in that.
You were in it.
I was in it for like 2 seconds.
Oh. I think there's some raw video of pepperoni being fed.
Actually,
somewhere. No way.
You didn't put it in. That's kind of fake, but it's fine.
I didn't know it was there. Kind of fake. I was looking like through the rest. I was like, what did I use after I made it?
Yeah.
And I was like, there's pepperoni.
I bring it every week because can I say like we do get blacked out, but like we pull it out at like 11:30. That saves people from falling on the floor and throwing up. Like I swear by it. Like it sobers you up a little bit.
Yeah.
But it's not even just the pepperoni. I don't know if you guys have seen this. My friend Alicia, she brings crackers. My friend Jackie sometimes brings cheese. So it's literally a charcuterie board like in Porta.
Yeah.
Sometimes grapes. I'm like, no one says anything, and everyone's like, oh my god, like you have pepperoni. I'm like, yeah, I do.
A wine and cheese night at Porta.
Literally. Yeah. But then we're being wined and dined.
But when you guys were talking about like the people dancing at Porta, when you said someone was like doing the worm, that was my friend.
I was like,
but like I have a video of that on a different video.
Yeah. Like you would not catch me on that Porta floor doing that, but like I just thought it was so funny that you guys like
Because we were just, I think we were talking about at that point, like starting like a dance circle.
Oh, yeah.
Some girl grabbed.
This isn't the 8th grade form.
Some girl grabbed someone's belt when we were in Teak.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like, she was like, "Where's your belt? Where's your belt?" I was like, "I don't have a belt." And then I was like, she finally got one. I was like, what the fuck is she going to do?
Yeah.
So then she like held it like limbo. I was like, here we go.
Like, the conga line in the middle of
the security grabbed it. He was like.
But like, I agree though, like, you know, girls that really don't dance, like. It's different though for girls because guys will go up to girls no matter what, even if they're on the wall doing nothing.
It's right. So boring.
It's just not us though. Like,
if there was a if there was a conga line at like a bar of like 400 people, would you hop on? I feel like.
I mean, that's like fucking like a fourth of the people. I feel like I'd have to.
Yeah.
Like
If
it was like 4 people.
For Guinness.
If it's like that many people, you're kind of obligated
going
to.
For
the
world record,
if it was like 8 people, no.
No. So wait, I was telling, when you went to the bathroom, I was telling them how I was listening to their podcast and they said that like this girl was giving like a speech in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I said
yeah.
girls be giving like Martin Luther King speeches.
No,
in
and
the
it's
bathroom.
Like, yeah. It's kind of
us, we're like
right
trying
though,
to survive.
Honestly.
We're like against the wall or like, please God. Like,
I'm trying to get in, trying it.
I swear some of those bathroom conversations are literally.
I literally
like,
will carry them with me for the rest of my life. Like some things that people say to me in there, like it really like St. Patrick's Day. I don't know how I'm alive from St. Patrick's Day.
I don't
honestly
know
it was like a 10-hour bender.
Did you guys see us there? Because you said you were at DJ's, but we were there.
We were there. We went DJ's then Bar A. So we were at DJ's from like 12 to 5, then Bar A like 5 to 9.
5 to like 9.
We went opposite.
That, time. That was the only time that we were there. It was 12 to 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went opposite.
Dancing all on like
towards
the front.
Yeah. Definitely not a human. Yep.
No, but definitely, I feel like there's like a podium in the girl's bathroom.
It's just like, because I feel like, because I wasn't even crying. I was just explaining something to her. I was like, no, I'm so annoyed. And then the lady was like, I like explained to her this story. And then she literally was like, I'm 30 years old. Like, I'm going to tell you they only get worse. Like, I'm like, it's really making me feel better.
She was just
like,
breaking her down. No,
and I'm like, oh, Jesus.
It's literally a fucking soap opera.
She's literally kicking me. But
General Hospital in that bathroom.
Yeah. No, that's literally how it always is. But I came
out
feeling
so much better. Like, then I come out, I'm like, dance. I'm like, la, la, la.
And I think also when girls get drunk, we're like, I love you. Like, really, it makes us get deep, and so having these conversations in the bathroom are like so important.
Like the conversations in the bathroom, like I'll go in and like I'll be retying someone's shirt. I'll retie someone's bra. I'm like,
y'all really like the real ones. Like
it really made my night. It really made the night.
Dudes are going to be trying to fight you in the bathroom.
No,
they're not trying to fix your collar.
In our bathroom, like I remember there was a conversation for like 5 minutes of some guy going like, "Bro, this guy's giving me shit for just walking by." And everyone's like, yeah. They're like, dude, I'm trying to fucking like get to the bar. I'm not trying to fight you. And everyone's like going around like, yeah, because like, I came out to fight.
Like, why do you have to go this way?
Like, where are you supposed to go?
You can't move in general. Especially, like, what am I supposed to do?
The Abbott side, like, sometimes that's why I like going to like the other side, like at like 11:30, like when it's open, it gets so crowded. I'm like short, so I can't see anything. Like, yeah. I already can't see because I'm so drunk. I'm like, oh, right. Like, I just don't like, I don't know.
I was listening to you guys, and I don't know if this was someone specific, but you said like you went to a bar. I don't know if you click with someone at the bar, mm-hmm. or if like you click with them in real life and then you saw them at the bar with someone else. Like, what is like your rule of thumb, I guess, if you click with them maybe at the bar and you're like, ooh, like you didn't get their number or whatever, but like it was a good time, maybe a good convo, mm-hmm. and then you see them again and then like you see them with someone else, like is it ever like, do you ever think about going talking to someone you've seen already, like, ever?
Oh yeah, so like literally, like, that's why I was upset at DJ's that day, because I saw something, like, I saw, like, someone talking to someone else that I, like, used to, like, kind of have, like, a thing for that I would see out. Then I was, like, oh, like, annoyed about it, like, whatever. But, like, sometimes, like, the straw boy can remember, like, I would, like, he, like, I'll go up and be, like, oh, like, hi, like, you know, like, I don't care. Like, right. I feel like even when it was a one-time thing,
like, say I hooked up with them once or whatever, and I see them talking to somebody else.
It's like, whatever.
I would say,
yeah,
fuck it,
rip.
Yeah, rip. Like, over it.
I mean, whatever. Like it's nothing but a thing.
Because like all the time, like I'll like not all the time, but like if you see someone, like, kiss at the bar, like someone else, like I'm like, it was just like, I knew really, it was a one-time thing going into it. So like, have your fun. Like, I'm not
we know that. Like, we are fully aware
like,
that
the kid,
it's like
one time Saturday. If I see him out, like, I'm not avoiding him, like, yeah. late, but, like, I'm not going to be mad if he's talking to someone else. Like, even, like, 20 minutes after I kiss him, you're talking to someone else, like, okay.
I mean, maybe some people would be mad, I guess. Yeah, but like,
no. Especially if it's, like, a one-time thing.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
And you probably met at Porta.
Literally, yeah.
Exactly.
You guys probably talked about how many vodka clubs you guys had that night.
Vodka sodas with me.
It's so hard to talk in there in general, too. It's like,
you guys
didn't
talk about dick that night. I promise you.
No, literally. Absolutely.
Like, I feel like when you guys were talking, you said you wanted to hear some stuff from our side. And of course, like, we have. But, like, was there anything, like,
I feel
specific,
like,
that you were like, I need to ask him this?
Have you guys ever been, like, brutally humble? Like, I want to hear a story. Like, brutally humble.
Or anything
like
that,
that
you guys
show up,
been
like,
out
the cold, like,
keeps
you
up.
The cold sweat.
The cold sweat. Like, do you wake up with a cold sweat tonight over something? Like, I really want to hear.
I've never had a traumatizing, experience with
really?
A night out.
Yeah,
I don't think I've ever had a time where I've completely regretted every single thing.
Yeah.
So what do you mean by being humble? Do you mean like
by, like,
I
a
regret
girl.
The shit out
no,
of
like,
that?
No, like by a girl. Like, you're out and like she just humbles like the shit out of you. Like something like that.
Ooh,
like
wait
like
a second.
Brutally humbled.
Yeah,
I definitely have, but like I have to think about it. Some girl probably like shot me down a few times.
I mean there was a girl like I hooked up with that like at Port like one time, and then like mm-hmm. she looked at me like she never saw me again, like ever. Like that was just like, yeah. like the next girls. Time I saw her, like she was just like, I don't exist. I
think so. You're like, you forgot.
Right.
Right.
But like it wasn't like I went up to her, like she went up to me, and then I guess that was just
I think the only time when like I like put my head down for like a little bit is like if like one of her, the girl I'm talking to, like one of her homegirls is like shooting me down. Like she doesn't want to fucking talk to you.
I think she
doesn't want to fucking talk to you. Like go away. Like keep it moving. Like,
we've
she doesn't
done
like
that.
You.
That's why
you know what I'm saying.
All, I feel like all girls do
then
that.
I'm just like,
yeah.
What is that? Like what is like? What would you say is your opinion on that? Like a girl who's single. I don't know if you're single or not. Like not you guys. I meant like in the situation. Mm-hmm. Like them just grabbing the girl and being like, like, fuck you. Like, we're what is the real thing about you? Yeah, what is the real thing about that? Is it like a jealous thing?
It's like we literally don't do that. Literally, like at some points, like before Trini would have a boyfriend, like the kid would be cute, and I would see her making eyes. And if anything, I would just push her towards him. But like,
yeah, we would never do that.
We have like signals too. So like, if she looks at me a certain way and I know she's not vibing, I'm like, okay. Like then I grab her and then I move. And then the kid's like, what are you doing? I'm like, she's not going near you. That's what we're doing. We're leaving.
Yeah,
that's different. If you realize that you're not vibing.
Yeah, but honestly, like, we just push each other.
We push each other into the person more so.
Yeah.
But, like, I know, like, some girls will do it out of jealousy. We'll be like, oh. Like,
I think most girls.
Most girls will, like.
I think most girls do.
Most girls will do it because they'll see, like, they'll like the guy
first. I think
first.
They do.
They're lesbians.
Lesbians? Full blown? For each other. Like, they like the friend, is that why?
I mean, they're either jealous.
I mean, makes sense. Definitely, probably, like,
95% jealous, 5%
lesbian. They have to be, like,
there's 5%.
5%.
Only the 5. But, no, it makes sense, yeah.
It makes sense. Like, I feel like the jealousy thing is, like, a big thing. Like, if you're out, like, it never really happens to me, but, like, I'll see it out in, like, other friend groups. Like, I'll overhear it, like, oh, like, I was talking to that kid first, and they're fighting, and I'm like, you're fighting over a man you met in Porto. Like, that's, like, I promise you, it's not going anywhere anyway. Like, I just don't see, like, why, like, the jealousy thing. Like, even, like, we at my schoolhouse, we have this thing called like the cracked out wall, so it's literally all horrible pictures of us. So like if she's kissing a boy or I'm kissing a boy, she takes a picture of it, it's on the wall. So like it's not like, you know what I mean, we're not pulling you away, we're like encouraging it because we think it's hysterical. Like
right,
it's like
right.
yeah
they were saying on their podcast, like when there's like a group of girls with a group of guys, like they feel that guys wouldn't want to approach them because of all the dudes.
Oh,
100%.
That's
100%. I was like, because what if that girl?
That's true, right?
I'm not trying to get into a fight.
100, bro.
That's my problem.
No,
right?
No. Yeah. It's not even just their. All right. So let's say you're out. Let's say you guys are out with two of your other homegirls and like four dudes.
Yeah.
Four and four. One of those dudes has feelings for one of you guys in that friend group.
Yeah.
Or they're
not
dating.
Trying to get into that.
Yeah. That's like my thing. My circumstances now, and I'm not even exaggerating, every single one of my friends has a boyfriend.
Yeah.
So when we're out, it's like a whole group of friends, like guys and girls plus me. So I'm like, guys,
I feel
like,
so bad though.
Like, I'm like, guys, like, why does no one come up to me anymore?
Wait, I feel so bad though, Ari. I feel so bad because we had a whole team and it was like the team's getting shot down one by one. It's boom, a girl down, boom, one
I'm the
down,
last man
boom.
Standing.
And she's the last man standing.
I'm the last man standing.
And I feel so bad because never, we used to run shit.
We would just stand there and people would come up to us. Like, we would just stand there, no problem. People would come up. I'm like, why does this not happen? Literally, Emily, her boyfriend, 6'3. Chris, 6'4. Like, I don't know who's taller than who. That's probably
especially
Chris. We'll give it to you, Chris.
But, like, that's why I'm like, I don't think guys come up to me now anymore just because we're always in a group of guys and girls. And I said
that. And that's true, right?
Right?
That's what we think.
Like, if you don't know who's dating who, even if it's an odd number, you're not going to come up.
If I'm going to go, even if there's, let's say, like, 3 girls, 3 guys, 1 girl left, like you, like, in the group, I would be like, her boyfriend's at home.
Yeah, like,
boyfriend could have made it.
True.
Like, how would you know?
True.
100%. Yeah. And like, I met up with this girl at Hoboken one time. She was like, it was her and her friend. It was like, probably like 6 dudes, but it was like one of them was her brother, and then the other ones were like all her friends. She was like, she gave me her number. She was like, I wish I could talk to you more, but like, or like today, but one of the friends likes me. Like in the group, it's always like that, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to get into that, bro. I'm just, it's just definitely not.
But the guy who does come up to the group definitely has some nuts.
Oh no, 100%.
Like, you got to think about that.
Yeah,
like damn, like this man just. Look, saw all these men.
Someone will come up to me, like if it's like a guy like I've talked to before and I've introduced him to like the group of friends, then that's fine. But like usually like the guy that would come up to me with that group met me before I was around everybody, so like he wouldn't just like, I've never had like a stranger come up though.
See, they would
have
to know the circumstances of the group to come up.
I would agree with that.
So sadly we have to wrap this up like in a little, like a minute or two,
because
Josh gotta go see a movie.
That's fine.
But I wanted to do this Putana, not Putana segment.
Oh, this is so exciting.
So, like, this is, like, stupid stuff, but, like...
Yeah.
And I want you to add to it, like, if, like, this would be this would be that.
Okay.
All right. So, I said, girls who get on stage at the club at Porta.
Not Putana.
Not Putana. Putana. Definitely not.
Straight up great time.
I mean, not good?
No, like, not a whore. Like,
not
a whore.
Oh.
Yeah. Or not a bitch.
Not a bitch,
and
a whore,
some, like, if it's, like, funny Putana, you know what I mean? Like, but we can keep it serious, too. But if, like...
Okay, yeah.
All right, guys that sneak behind you that dance at the club. Guys that sneak behind you to dance at the club.
Like are they
like they're dancing on you.
They're dancing on me?
They're dancing
like
on.
Like they're like.
Psych.
Putana.
Because
they're trying to. It depends.
Half Putana.
Like, I mean, like it's like a toe dip into Putana.
Yeah.
Like,
they're dipping in there. Nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy.
Nothing, it could be worse.
Girls who throw bills at DQ at Porta.
not. No!
No, I disagree.
Do you want to know why? Because it's the same bitch that's always up there. That should be
it
me.
It is the same bitches.
It's the same bitches. You know it is.
Those bitches got a fucking state, a rent on that fucking
And you know it is. And you know what? I'm only saying Putana because I'm jealous and it should be me.
But right. I literally told her. No, I'm saying not Putana just because I told Trinity before I graduate this year, I will be on the stage throwing it.
Like, don't worry. It'll be us soon. Before the end of the year, it'll be us.
We'll be two of the Putanas on the stage throwing it by the end of the year. So yeah.
It's the same bitches though,
it is the same.
It is. Yeah. Okay.
Girls who hang their arms around dudes to talk to them at the club.
Putana.
Do you remember what I said about
Putana?
They have boyfriends. Yeah, Putana. You know, like that person has a boyfriend.
Because I hate that. Like, why are you all up in their shit for no reason?
Even
like,
I'm friends with Chris for like 2 years. I would never put my arm and whisper in his ear. No.
We're not doing
Putana.
That.
Putana.
What about guys that ask for Snapchat instead of your number?
Putana. I hate that. I literally hate that.
I'm 21 years old.
Because right then and there, you're asking me for a snap. I already know
I'm going to be traumatized.
Right.
Like, you know
I'm
going to
be traumatized.
It's like
months.
I might as well just not give you anything. How do you feel about that?
Shit doesn't even exist to me, to be honest.
Yeah.
Even, like, I Snapchat like 3 people.
Yeah,
right,
me.
Yeah, literally. I have no one on my best friends list these days. Like, I hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, what is this? Girls that eat pizza at Johnny Max.
Not Putana.
I guess not Putana.
No, I don't know why I put that in there.
I think I had a joke for that.
Girls who eat pizza at Porta. Josh is like...
Josh is saying
nah,
yeah.
Girls who, if I'm being 100% honest, you guys thinking in advance the pepperoni, but... I would think you're crazy if I seen that out in person.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was crazy, too. That's why I recorded it. Yeah. In there somewhere.
A full bag, absolutely. I'm telling you. It's Friday next Friday. It's very like huge from blacking out.
Oh, we're gonna be there, right?
Are you guys gonna be there?
Yes,
we'll be there Friday.
All right. It's my birthday tomorrow. We're going to Porto on Friday.
Bro.
Oh my god. Happy early birthday.
Yeah, dude. I totally didn't say it on the program. I'm sorry, bro. I didn't announce it. Well, it actually is okay. Your birthday's gonna pass.
It's not my birthday yet.
Your birthday's gonna pass before we even get the post it done. Okay. We'll give you a shout out tomorrow.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
Find me on Friday. I'll
this
feed
is
you
a shout, right?
Yeah, you're gonna pepperoni.
Yeah, we'll give you pepperoni.
How old are you gonna be? She'll do that many slices.
How old? Just keep going. Bad.
Trini and Ariana, it's been so fucking good.
It's been so fun.
Thank you so much for having us. This was a great time.
Straight up great time.
Yeah, of course.
So much fun.
Always welcome back, no matter what. Don't worry, just walk in. The door's open.
Oh, we're definitely down again.
Yeah. You guys will be here with the mics.
Yeah.
With the lemon drop cookies in hand.
Right. Or some sauce, Sunday sauce.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Something.
Yeah,
something
absolutely.
But yeah, thank you for the Italian cookies.
Anytime.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to this collaboration episode of What Guys Think with the Love Line. And we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Peace.
Perfect.